I mean, we tell it like it is here, Jake. We are not in anyone's back pocket. I
swear I didn't see. Well, like, we're kind of in our employer's.
How's the chino pocket? Oh, that feels good.
All right.
Nice and roomy.
It's, day one is off to a
chino guy. The side pocket feels a little weird. You know, it's like your first real girlfriend. It's just a
okay.
Different angle than I thought it would be. Hey, let's do a little audio.
Why?
Everyone has experienced
odds frontier
a lot further than we thought.
I wonder if there's
we don't have to bring it up on
ladies,
the air.
That ladies are like, boy, that's way different than I thought.
Jeez.
Because just learning about the female anatomy was.
It's driving to Houston again. It's a lot further.
Jeez. So. How much longer?
So I've got the audio pulled from an ESPN broadcast.
Hey!
Humid.
We're busy talking here.
Mino?
Mino.
That was easily the most offensive
distancing.
Part of that exchange.
I was talking about Houston.
I don't need Blake moving me along.
Good grief. Everyone back
Blake,
to their
let's
quarters.
Move us along. Move it along, Blake. Let's go.
So a viral clip was on Twitter the other night about a misfortunate bear trap.
Oh, yeah, this was on the e-break today, right?
It was.
Yes, so probably doesn't need too much setup, but here's what happened between Ole Miss and Florida during the first half of their game.
Headed into Rupp Arena, we'll also talk about Tennessee Vandy game being postponed and first half analysis. Now, I kind of want to know a little bit more about Tom Hart's dog, Larry, actually.
Well, we had to put him down a few weeks ago, Peter. Thanks for asking. It's an awkward part of the conversation, but John, you got tennis shoes behind you, and that's a lot more entertaining.
Yes, I do have lots of tennis shoes behind me.
Oh my gosh,
oh my.
Every single bit of that.
Ouch.
I want to.
Yeah, I agree. The Musers this morning broke it down a little bit, and just the whole. The guy pretending that he's all upset about his dog. He leaned into it. He knew what he was doing.
That's what makes him genius.
He was creating this, you know, he could have not said anything or said, oh, he's fine or whatever if he wanted to focus on basketball, but he didn't. He wanted to create an e-break.
And he did, and you could tell he wasn't in bad spirits about it because at halftime he went back to the bear trap.
Time to get you back to the studio. Peter, here's the thing. My dog, Larry, had a fantastic sense of humor. He is laughing on that rainbow bridge right now. Back to you guys.
So, he's fine.
There you go. I like it. I'm glad we went and found that so we know there's no real tension there. But I also like the color guy when he throws it over to him. It was a bunch of shoes in your backdrop over there.
Yeah. No dead dogs. That's for sure.
So that clip reminded me of something you guys played a couple years ago. I don't know if it was on Homer Call or not, but a high school basketball call in Minnesota featured a pretty similar bear trap.
Also, gone but not forgotten, Ardell Nelson.
Yes.
One of our biggest fans, Stacey Garcia's mom, and that's intercepted by Mesnick to the rack. He goes. He's got eight.
So, yes, we definitely wanted to bring that up. So, that said, you know, Craig...
Well, and then there's one more. Gone, but not forgotten, and that's our sweet Lucy. At the age of 12, she was run over.
Oh, yes.
In our driveway.
Oh, like that? Was she run over like that?
As Tyree hammers it down, there's a timeout on the floor.
There's a transition. The kid dunked it, and did you give her over like that?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's gold. I think it's best to just leave the pets out. It's bear trap laden.
Yeah, but you don't have to do that.
Mike, you're a lot better, Dan McDowell, when it comes to talking about pets passing away.
This is suffocating defense.
Wait a
just
second.
Like whenever your dog fell in the pool.
What are you saying, Julie? I'm a lover of pets.
That's true.
You just don't.
I'm the one who is the victim.
Oh, really?
When the other guys were saying they were going to launch Manny over Grapevine Lake wearing a helmet.
A little helmet, yeah.
My little cat.
And that occurred, I think, a year after he died? Or
I'm very
6 months after he died,
pet.
They
yeah,
said that?
Yeah, it's the non-pet owners on the show.
Oh, no, it was the day after
who we got
he
rid
died.
Of from the show, who were not respectful for the
okay.
The dying pet. I'm not respectful for many other things, Julie,
okay.
with humans, but with pets.
I just remember when you couldn't give poor Blueberry her proper moment of silence. That's all.
She's got us there. She was on the verge of tears, and you and I were on the verge of laughing because
no,
we both...
You weren't on the verge.
We both tried to do the moment of silence at the worst time, which is always the best time, and we did it at the same time, and then our eyes met, and we realized
and
the horrible...
couldn't help but laugh. It's so
well, sometimes
funny.
You have to laugh to mask the pain.
Yeah.
Because I was going through quite a few things at that time, and really... some off-the-court stuff that, you know, I haven't told you about, but, I mean, if you want now, I can.
No.
I mean, I'm an artist.
You did have COVID.
Thank you, Mino. Damn,
yes.
I forgot my force field.
Boom.
No, you already blame your itchy ankle on it. So.
Raise. This is force field raised.
Why not inappropriate laughter?
And then Julie's like, oh, yeah? Well, here's cancer. You said that. Well, oh, yeah? Here's cancer and COVID.
Take that.
Yeah.
Mino's still not off the hook for that humid joke. Should have been kicked out of the game for that one.
It's my first warning.
What's next?
All right, let's now welcome our game pickers as we're picking games for the playoffs. First of all, every week, you know him. You love him. He's taught us so much. He's taught you way more, Jake. He is Chappie.
That really could have been either one of them.
He is.
You.
He is Jake's dad, Chappie.
Hey, Pops.
So good to hear from you.
Hey, son. Dan, Mono, Blake, Julie.
Oh, he got all five that time.
I know, right? I did that right off the cuff.
Chappie hey, never – I've texted Chappie a few times. He's never returned a text.
Not a big texter.
No?
Not a big God. Texter.
Really?
I don't know about that one, Dan. I asked you for your phone number the other day ago, and I didn't get anything. Maybe we've got a bad connection or something.
And he does answer Blake's texts.
Let me.
We
see.
Text all the time.
Text.
Really? Because
yeah, let's do this at another time, not on the air.
Yeah.
That's riveting.
Well, that's fine. I did have a quote of the day. The loudest one in the room is always the weakest one. So chew
okay.
on that, boys.
I guess we'll
ladies.
Put that on a pillow or something. I don't really
Here's,
know.
Here's everything that has been tested in the last month. I just texted, hello, friend, what's your email address? And you see what I got back?
Nothing.
Zero.
Nothing.
Ghosted. After all I've done for him. I made you, Chappie!
There's no question about that, but I'm still gonna debate the... something's got to be wrong there, Dan. I would never disrespect you.
Okay. I just didn't know if I was getting the love back that I'm exuding. And Paul McCartney once said I would. All right, so now let's welcome in Mike Soroy. He is also known as Shale because he can't keep anything the correct length.
Hi, Action Dan. Wait, do we have a problem with Chappie not responding to texts?
Uh-oh, fire out of bed guy would like to
play. Fire out of bed, Chappie.
What's your job?
What's your job?
Yeah, well, I don't know that... we have time to teach Chappie that history, but you are – Mike shares my love for returning texts.
It's important.
Yeah, you know, after a while. So how you doing? You exhausted from your shift today?
It was too much. 2 hours is starting to feel like too much.
Especially
and,
having to put all those meatheads together.
Okay. Skip that. But I do have my Crocs on, and I'm ready for success today.
Yeah, you can't email Norm a new meathead?
He wanted to do best of, man, and if you heard the segment, you'll know that he succeeded.
Yeah, okay. I did. I liked the Duterte one. That's why I texted you, and I'm not even kidding. Crocs and a Scroogey?
No Scroogey. Crocs on, yes. No golf either. Too windy, but definitely thinking about golf.
Okay.
How about you, Chappie? You golf today?
Nah, a little too windy for me. Plus, it's harder to cheat when the wind's blowing.
Have you ever worn Crocs?
Huh? Yeah, yeah, but you got to have the perfect conditions to cheat, and golf is not that easy when it's windy. I will pass along, though, in a drive-thru, if you have a coupon for buy one, get one, or something of this nature, 50% off, don't tell them that you have the coupon until you get up there. Because if you tell them at the drive-thru, they're going to short you because they're going to say, this guy's got a coupon. I'm not going to give him as much of this or that. It really makes them mad, but when you get up there, flip that bad boy at them, and they just really look peed.
Yeah, and I've heard the
love
conversation
that tip.
To tie the two together regarding golf, I've heard the conversations between my dad and brother over where to play over the last few weeks, and it pretty much does come down to who's got the special or a coupon. So
that's right.
That marries the two concepts together.
Well, sometimes you put the coupon on the desk and lock eyes, and then they put the info in, and then that coupon goes right back in your pocket.
That's right.
Look at this.
Your dad's like,
really,
that's right.
Looking yeah. for, they're just looking for the code on it. There's a code down at the bottom. So if you just roll up to the wind and throw out a four-digit on them and then stick that bad boy back in your pocket, they're not going to question you on it.
My man.
Yeah, this is
just
this
roll with it.
This is so informative and educational. Yeah. All right, four games this weekend. By the way, we can go over our picks from last week.
Yeah, let's do that.
Shut up. Okay, so at the top, we have seven people picking. Dan, Jake, Blake, Mino, Julie, Chappie, Saroy. And at the top is Jake and Chappie.
Look at that.
Cheating.
Whoa.
The Kemp House.
Both 6-2.
Ascending.
Father and son cheat.
Let's see here. Next, at 3-5, Julie and Saroy.
Boom.
Julie,
that's
you're in
right,
second
show.
Place with
it.
3 out of 8 wins. That's how bad we all are. Third place all by himself would be Mino with 2-6, and that means Blake and Dan were both 1-7 last week.
Mm.
And I made the mistake of going head-to-head with Chappie. What am I doing? Why would anyone do that, go against Chappie? So looking at some things this week, I wanted you guys to explain to me if you have any theories on this, because I'm looking at the playoff lines and then the amount of public money that is on a certain team. And one really stands out. A lot of these are very close to 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
But the Packers-Rams... Packers by 6.5, 74% of the public money is on Green Bay. What does that mean if I'm trying to figure this thing out? Anything?
Who wants this?
Do you guys take anything from this? You want it, Chappie?
Yeah, well, actually what happened on that is there's a great show called Straight Out of Vegas, but what happens on that line opened up at 7.5, but immediately the sharps hit it. I mean, immediately, like the first day was released, because they knew they weren't going to get any better than that. Usually sharp money comes in on the back end. But they popped that line hard to get that 7.5. Then the general public came in and drove it down to the 6.5. So you've really got two different equations there, because that happens to be my triple play.
Ooh.
So I wouldn't touch Green Bay at 7 or 7.5, but at the 6.5, I really liked it.
I don't get how the line goes down if the public is betting on them. Shouldn't the line go up? Am I just?
Well, I think the amount of money that was influenced by it is what drove it at the beginning. But yeah, to your point, yeah, that's right. But I think the Packers, if you just get off into it a little bit more, I think that most people feel like the Rams' defense is top-notch, and Ramsey's going to hold down half the field, but it's going to be 30-degree weather. And I just don't think most people that are taking the Packers believe there's going to be enough offensive firepower from the Rams.
Hmm. All right, so...
So you're first, so you're in first place, so you picked first, and you want the Packers.
I do. I want the Packers in the 6.5.
Luck of the week.
That's one of my two ideas. I have two that I'm something I'm pretty hot on here. Right. But I don't pick till last.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jake.
It's funny how that works. All right, so next up, I will just go ahead and get this out of the way. I'm going to take the Ravens and the 2.5. And if I could marry it with run for 250 yards, I would. I'm taking the Ravens as my triple this week. There you go. Bills aren't stopping anybody on the ground.
Mike, you'd be up next.
Greg Roman is God. I love Jake's pick, but I'm not messing with him this week. You know, Tom Brady has 12 interceptions this year, and five of them were to the New Orleans Saints. Saints smoked them both times. I might be an idiot. I actually am an idiot, but I'm rocking triple play Saints.
Ooh.
-3 points.
Very tough. Third time against a divisional team. Very tough.
What do you think of that, Chappie?
Well, I don't like it.
Okay.
I took Tampa Bay, so.
See, I'm thinking about going against
short
that.
Short and sweet.
I'm thinking about going against that just because it would put me head-to-head and allow me to possibly surpass Mike Soroy.
Well, I got to tell you, though, I just did not like what I saw out of the Saints last weekend against the Bears. I don't know, man. I mean, I heard a little bit of y'all's segment a couple of minutes ago. You know, Brady and Breeze have thrown together for 100 miles.
Soroy, does that not feel like you're right back to 10 to noon?
Yeah, please. Perfect.
All right, well, let's make it four different games. We're all betting on four different games.
Okay. Sure.
And I'm looking at the public here. It says less than 50% of the public believes in a certain walk-on quarterback. I am among that less than 50%. 10 points? That's a lot of points. Kansas City hasn't beaten anybody by 10 in ever.
In like 5-6 weeks? I don't know. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
The story will continue to be written.
Are we going to do this or what?
Baker Mayfield and the Browns. Triple play.
Wow.
My Baker. My Browns. My week. My year.
It is your year.
I love that.
Different grades
thank
offered.
Thank you. That's at like at a fantasy draft when you pick, yeah, somebody's
bro.
Like, oh,
good
wow,
pick,
good pick.
Good pick. Great, I was going
to you. You know, that from week 11 to week 17, they haven't covered the line once.
Well, let's see.
Overrated.
All right, Mikey, enjoy your Crocs. Dad, I'll talk to you later on. 250.
Bye-bye.
Text me, Chappie.
This is the ticket.
All right, thanks.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.